There are a lot of demands on people's time today. We see the essentials. We can't imagine now, for example, a Sunday when we can't shop. It's part of our... It's amazing if you go to Sweden to find the only things you can buy on Sunday are food and petrol. If you go to Germany, you can buy nothing on Sunday. So, but we've got into this habit of 7 day a week everything.
Mm.
And the specialness of Sunday has been lost. And within that context, the specialness of receiving Holy Communion on every Sunday has been lost.
Mm. Now, you also make the point that there are many parents who have no idea nowadays of what they're supposed to believe or how to pass it on. So where did that gap happen?
I think the religious education began to break down in the 70s. And there was, you can see it too in Sunday schools in the Protestant tradition, where people who used to be taught the books of the Bible were now taught how to make daisy chains and feel good about themselves. Smile because Jesus loves you approach. That came into all sorts of things. So the idea was not to teach anything concrete, but just to make you feel good about being a Christian. So smile because Jesus loves you. How do you then convey anything slightly more concrete to the next generation? And it has not been conveyed.
Yeah. So do you feel that parents themselves need to be re-educated?
Yes, an awful lot do. But also, teachers need to be encouraged in commitment. It's in 1979, it was the first time, and it seems a long time ago now, and it is, mm-hmm. that the annual meeting of the National Union of Teachers of Ireland, there were complaints about having to teach religion.
Mm.
In the Protestant schools, which we feature a good deal in this issue of studies, there have been teachers who have found themselves teaching religion without believing it, because it's part of what they must teach. Same thing can be happening in Catholic schools.
Yeah.
And therefore we find ourselves too in the position of the parents thinking the schools are giving a religious education, the schools thinking the parents are giving backup, and it neither is giving enough, because one must support the other.
Mm. So the child then is kind of lost in between the
yes,
two.
Yes.
Yes. So where would you see that there should be some coming together of this? You know, because there is great preparation for First Communion.
Excellent.
And for confirmation.
Excellent.
So in some way that isn't followed through.
No, because it seems to stop with the rite itself.
Yeah.
And then when you next see the children, when they turn up at a grandparent's funeral or at somebody's wedding.
Yeah.
So the idea, it has become for so many that the church is a place for special occasions,
mm.
but it's not a place for regular worship.
Yes.
And the growth in faith and in commitment comes from facing the monotony of regularity, rather than the special occasion, which brings out the best in all of us.
Yes, but that monotony presumably has to be worked at.
You
it know, does. If it stays as a monotonous situation,
yes.
it's not going
yes.
to
there's more to
encourage
it than
anybody.
That.
Yes.
Children's masses, children's liturgies, family liturgies have been very, very successful. And yes, we too, those of us who are in the ordained ministry, have to be aware that it's simply not enough to put on masses in the hope that people will turn up for
mm-hmm.
them. Because there, and that too reflects a change in the attitude towards us clergy and to religious in general, that we're seen as more and more, I think, as the professionals rather than people who have a calling.
Yes.
So that some people, you go to the doctor for your ills, you go to the post office for your stamps, you go to the church for your rites of passage.
Mm.
But otherwise you these are not places that interest you.
Yeah, but I mean, to come back to one of the really very early stages of the rite of passage, say baptism.
Yes.
You know, when parents go along and they make the commitment and they
yes.
make, the godparents make the commitment.
Yes.
And that is to bring the child up in the faith.
Yes.
So, I mean, is there a question around that?
There are. Should we be christening people, children, whose parents have no intention of bringing them up, who won't actually come across anything religious until they find themselves in school?
Yes.
So that came up very interestingly. I think it was on Ryan Tuberty last year, of some young fathers, young men becoming fathers for the first time, both of whom said that they had no religious belief, but they were going to baptize their children for the grandparents' sake.
Mm-hmm.
So this meant they were going to stand in the church and affirm the basis of Christian belief, which they don't believe.
Mm.
And then you ask yourself the question, are godparents chosen because of the fact that they are actually committed to Christian belief, or because they're nice people?
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, but that would be a huge question to even raise, isn't it?
It needs to be raised, because otherwise we're somehow stamping, we are giving people an initiation into Christianity which there may be no follow-on, and that weakens us.
Mm-hmm.
We find the other extreme in Spain now, where people are, ex-Catholics are taking legal actions, trying to have their birth certs, their baptismal certs, their baptismal certs destroyed. So that's extreme anti-clericalism. But it's so there'll be no record that they were ever Catholics.
Mm.
But it's interesting because that is a sign that it means something, even if you reject it.
Yes, yes. But to come back to your editorial about education and that. So would you feel that at some stage that education, religious education in the schools, should continue, or should it be put back into the parish and the homes?
No, it should continue in the schools, but we have to see too that parents today have an awful lot of struggles, and our society is one that does not encourage the public expression of religious belief. Religious belief has been privatised, and with all the demands that are put on people, you don't want to tell people that they're going wrong, but that saying that the positive involvement in the religious upbringing of a child is essential for that child's complete well-being.